Another round. Give me another round over here. Right here.
Here you go.
I gotta tell you, gents, it's good to catch up with you again. You know, it's hard out there on the road these days. Yeah. You know, a lot of people. You gotta keep your head on a swivel.
It'd
you know,
be hard out there for a pimp. Says hi, Gibbledang.
That's why I
Gibbledang. I didn't know you switched professions.
That's the class, I think, right?
I don't...
That's your new class?
Is something wrong?
Oh, yeah, switching professions. Well, I'll get into that when I get into my week, but, Dala, here's your...
Thank you.
Slide Dala's drink there. Yeah,
you know, I love a lot of head.
Yeah, here's your wine cooler. Thank you.
Thank you, with a lot of head.
Gotta have a lot of head on that wine cooler.
Wine cooler.
That's how you know it's well tankered and
mean. Well, you asked for it shaken, not stirred. That's why.
True. That's where all the froth comes from.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I put a little whipped cream, too, just to make it look like it has more, you know.
Ew.
Yeah, you know, sweet it up a little top, bit, you know. Yeah. It's like at the coffee shop, you know, make it feel like you're going, you know, treating yourself.
Yep. But, yeah.
But make sure you get that zero calorie, you know, otherwise you'll be adding too
Trust
many.
Trust me. It's lactose-free, sugars. Too. Lactose-free whipped cream. My tummy can.
That's why I always pack the provisional lactate.
Ooh, the potion of the lactate.
In fact, I wonder if they have.
All right, enough with the lactate.
Cheesy mutton.
You know I need it. Damn it! All right, fine. How's y'all's week been?
It's been all right, I suppose. You know, just still on the road, still looking for work. Trying to make ends meet and keep a smile on my face as much as I can. Yeah. I know, it just makes me hungry when I use turn of phrase as well, but that's how I talk. So, I'm just hungry all the time.
Nice.
But other than that, you know, doing my usual rounds of, you know, various games and whatnot. sorry, I had something stuck in my throat. Yeah, so I was playing, you know, a lot of Magic the Gathering lately, getting ready for Modern Horizons 3 to come out.
God, that's this month.
Yep. It's a, what, it's in 16 days, or 17 days.
Ooh. Yep.
So, big stuff. It's pretty great. Gonna be awesome. Can't wait to get my energy deck going and flowing and much better than before. But that's about it for me. How about y'all?
Well, if I could get into my week, you know, in reference to me saying that it was hard out here for a pimp, it's true. Me being the pimp, it's been hard. And me changing professions, you know,
you know?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I am just so fucking fed up with my current job. I'm so fed up with my
current
job.
Preach.
It's just been...
I'm sure a lot of people can relate, honestly. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people who are... working the same job that I'm working definitely relate, and then I'm sure that listeners, you know, at their job relate. But yeah, you know, it's been hard during these times to find, like, to, you know, to keep positive and stay hopeful and stay full of optimism. But you know, I'm trying. I've been playing a lot of video games, specifically Fallout, just the Fallout franchise. I put about 80 or 90 hours into Fallout 4, and
I decided,
was like, okay.
You just started the game, basically.
Well, I mean, it has only been a week, I think, or like a week and a half, let's say two weeks, but I was thinking of doing another playthrough through that, but I just decided to actually download Fallout 3, and I went ahead and I modded that I actually, I modded that so that it's much more, you know, it's just quality of life mods that make it much more of a
kind like of Fallout 4, basically.
Modern. Yeah, exactly. But it took my pea-sized monkey brain about 4 hours to figure out modding. It was so, like, frustrating and just time-consuming. But in the end, I got it to work, and it was definitely worth it.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Imagine so, we boot up your Fallout, and then it's like big boobed everyone. You're like everyone.
Big boob. Everyone's naked. Yeah. Just modern. All guns are just giant cocks.
Updating the controls.
I downloaded the big boob mod, which makes the boobs drag on the floor because that's how I like them. But because of that, I also
always how you would describe your women in role playing games. So.
Because of that, I also I had to download the. I couldn't download that without downloading the trip mechanic. So that my character's constantly tripping. Over themselves.
You have to walk sideways to like get
over. Wait, they're tripping themselves?
Tripping over their boobs.
Yeah. Their boobs are on the ground.
Over their own boobs. Great.
So they have to walk sideways everywhere.
They're tripping.
There you go.
Perfect.
But, just trying to be positive while during a very stressful period in my life, but video games are helping me. This podcast is helping me. I'm actually making. I'm starting to work on X-Men 97 minimates. X-Men 97 like inspired minimates, very much like Jim Lee kind of stuff.
Yeah, with your own touches and flourishes.
Are you making like characters that haven't been introduced yet, or are you just like making like the ones that have?
The ones that have. I'm starting off with Wolverine and Storm. Two colors I hate working with the most, yellow and white. They're just the hardest to fucking work with. They're so... But, you know, I can do it. Because it's as long as it's not a fishnet crosshatch pattern, I'm okay.
Ooh, it's a white fishnet cross in yellow and white.
Which I'm going to get back to the...
Even easier.
I'm going to get back to the Sandman minimates, like... God, maybe when season 2 of the show comes out and it re-sparks my interest to fucking finish them.
True. Yeah. Forgot about that.
I forgot they're making a season 2, huh?
Yeah, I think
reminds me, Dead Boy Detectives is out too.
Which is going to be in the same universe, which is interesting. But,
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Dead Boy's Detectives is from the Sandman universe. I was surprised. I forgot that they made that too. Oh. It should be out, I assume.
Other than that, you know, I think that's it for my week. Stressful, but, you know, looking on the bright side of things.
Nice.
We'll all keep trying to hang in there together.
Yeah.
Like them little kittens on the posters.
That's why I know it ain't just me, so.
I'll be your branch that you can hang in on. Hang in there, too.
Okay.
I'll give you a branch to hang on to.
But for me, I've just seen a few things. I almost had my horse and buggy towed because of a friend making a dump that scared the hell out of me and stressed the hell out of me.
That was very interesting. I saw that.
Yeah.
I heard tell of
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. It's like a ye old fable. Essentially, I went to...
The crier.
Yes.
Spake it in the town square yestermorrow.
History man Jesus told a story Christ. once I went visiting a friend, and basically they said I could park anywhere in the garage, and then it turned out I parked in the one place I couldn't, and fucking thank God. Me and my friends are watching MILF Manor season 2, pretty damn good improvement over the
naturally,
first season.
Of course.
And we were like one episode away from catching up with what it's out now, but my friend was like, "Oh, I'm tired, let's go." So we go downstairs, and literally my car was just about to get towed, and I was like fucking turned ghost white and was managed to like basically like get talk out of it or so. So that shit scared the fuck out of me.
Luckily, you've been binging MILF Manor, so you turned on some of that MILF charm
and
talked him into leaving your car.
Charisma check.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have sucked because I would have been stranded at like for like a few days, or I don't know, without a car essentially for a few days, and also a $600 fucking bill that I luckily, like I said, didn't get.
Honestly, that's literally me right now because one of my car's tires has like a hole in it. I was going to use a patch kit to fix it.
Oh, I think I saw that at your place.
And, but the hole is from the pole. The hole is a damaged pre-existing patch.
Oh,
so I'd be patching a patch. Yes. And so the tire's already almost bald. So I'm literally just like, nah.
Damn.
So I just ordered another one, but it's just taking forever to get to Walmart. So
because
they had a special deal on the tire I needed. So
damn. Sorry. Yeah, that sucks. I need to get tires soon too. Actually.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
It's just like annoying because like I never realized how much I like really need or love having my car at my disposal at any time. And now I'm like,
yeah,
I'm stuck. Ooh.
Yeah. Jeez.
Defo sucks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everyone can relate. But outside of that, you know, I've seen some movies that were. We saw Hundreds of Beavers together. Me and Jimmy Renee for the second time, Gibbledang for the first.
I'm so happy that Gibbledang got to see that finally. Yeah. Such
one
a good
of my
movie.
Favorite comedies now. I definitely put it. Yeah. I would say even in my top five, really.
I think comedy wise,
it's pretty genius.
Yeah, it's really. Great.
It's just classic.
I'm thinking of the bit where he tries to grab the coin.
like for like a minute.
Yeah. It's like stuck where it's stuck to the counter and he like can't get his finger underneath the coin.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Listeners, if you haven't seen Hundreds of Beavers, go check it out. It's a really funny comedy. Slapstick. It's very inspired by like old like Looney Tunes and the such.
It's definitely worth your time. It's like hopefully this doesn't dissuade you, but it's like a 2-hour movie, but there's like
a
joke every two minutes.
It's like an hour 50.
Yeah. It goes so quick, too. You don't even refill it. And, it's even broken up into three, parts, so you can always pause it and go
three
back.
Three acts, basically. Yeah.
But outside of...
It's very well segmented.
Yeah, outside of that, I saw the TV glow pretty good.
Oh.
And, it's cool. It's spoopy. It's got nihilisticness. And then I also saw Furiosa, which is one I would highly fucking recommend. Go out and see.
I know. Yeah. I need to watch that one.
I can't wait to see that one. Oh, man.
I need to talk to someone about it.
I need to watch the Garfield movie first, which is apparently like beating that one.
Yeah, Furiosa is edging Garfield. I heard. So
that's exactly how I would put it too. I want to see Furiosa really bad. I just like. I feel like I'm just gonna wait and just go on the cheapest possible ticket I can
Tuesday.
When it's like a Tuesday afternoon, or a Tuesday morning, I'll go do that and go to the theater so that I can.
I would highly recommend
make sure it's nice and cheap.
Highly recommend see it in theaters because that like the sound is like really good. It's not as good as Mad Max Fury Road, but it's like if you like, it's more of it essentially, more of that world.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's pretty much.
Excuse me.
Let's go this Tuesday, Gym Leader Nate. You're not down. You're not down.
I might be down.
I'm down. I'm so down. You don't even know how down I am.
Let's go.
All right. That's basically my week.
That's good.
You know, summation of my week.
Nice. Well, I'm glad I could hear from everybody, you know. And I'm glad we got to meet at this, you know, oddly medieval tavern.
Yeah.
To unwind and share some drinks.
What was the name of the tavern, actually? I didn't really catch the name on my way in.
Oh, it's called Ye Old Fuck.
Oh,
it's me, the bartender. Yep. Fuck Adams.
Oh, hey. Oh,
can I get you
the titular
fuck Adams over here. He's owned this place for years.
Let me just wipe down this counter. Can I get you all another drink? Maybe Jack.
Another round.
Another cooler with a shit ton of head.
What's the beer?
Samuel.
Hatch Adams?
Samuel Axon. Oh.
Samuel Patch Adams.
Samuel Patch Adams.
oh, where's my beer? Oh, and,
okay.
And next time you drink, why don't you have yourself a Patch Adams? Okay. Well, gentlemen, the reason why I brought you to this medieval-styled tavern is because I think, you know, something we didn't talk about is that we just ended a campaign in... The game Dungeons & Dragons, a variant that I made.
It's fun, good shit.
A campaign that went for a year and a half.
A little ditty.
A year and six months. A little ditty. A little spell. And, you know, now now we're in our D&D dry spell. Mm-hmm. But I've decided
emphasis on
we're going to wet our whistle a little bit.
Ooh.
we're going to break, you know, we're going to go ahead and break the spell, and we're going to go ahead and plow forward with some more role-playing games, but not D&D. This is a game of my own devising that I made just for you two that I think is perfect for you. And it is an adventure known as The Tower of the Foe.
Hell yeah. Rock and roll.
So,
okay.
I'm going to give both of you this small token, and when you hold it close to your heart, we will all be transported into the land of the Tower of the Foe.
Nice.
And we will begin to assemble the being, the character that you will inhabit when you are in this game.
Wait, what the hell is this weird tavern we're in then? Where am I?
Don't ask any questions, right Gable Dang.
Are we?
No. I know. Don't worry about the fact that all the other people are gone now and it's just
wait,
us.
If I run outside, okay? Will I just be in the ether? What happens?
Just don't think about it too hard and don't look too closely at the pictures on the walls.
Here, just
look at
have
me.
Another beer.
So,
here.
Have another beer.
It's okay.
And everybody that will luckily
I'll
that token I gave you is also a pill. Oh. And we're all going to take that, and that's how we're going to this land.
Taking Valium.
We got to get there somehow.
I got you. Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Bottoms up, everyone.
Yum.
All right. You feel your souls, you know, transcendentalizing, leaving, entering a new realm, and we must forge characters for both of you.
Ooh.
Now, the first question we must ask ourselves is, who are you? Who are you at your core? We're going to be figuring out what type of creature you are. So if you both could roll a D10 for me.
Sure.
And
can we get like a...
We're going to see...
Can we get a reading of our options?
Yeah, absolutely. So your options are, you could be either a human, a hobbit, an orc, a dork... Ooh. A fork, an elf, a sky elf, a squirrel, a shork, or two dwarves in a trench coat.
I hope I get 5 or 10. Let me see.
Should have been two dorks in a trench coat.
Two squirrels
no,
and a dork.
No, that's separate class. That's a different creature group.
Looks
no?
like I rolled an 8. I will be a squirrel
eight,
in a trench
so
coat.
So you will be a squirrel.
One
perfect,
squirrel.
Perfect.
One
we have our first squirrel character. And Gible Dang?
Looks like I've rolled a fork.
Ooh, damn it.
Fork. Alright, so we have squirrel and we have fork.
Alright, that's fine.
Now these are your characters, so this is to your interpretation. That's how your being will manifest.
Okay.
Now next we have to figure out your class, your functionality in this world. Now, the options here, you can either be, you know, a wizard, a cleric, a barbarian, a Brabarian,
ooh,
a druid, a cooler wizard,
ooh,
a fighter, a lover, a glover, a peasant, a tinkerer, or a coal miner.
Okay.
All right. So let's see where your characters fit into this world.
Jesus Christ, I got a
Dollar?
I am a 6.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh.
Okay, you got a 6? So that means Dala is going to be a cooler wizard squirrel.
Ooh, okay. Make sure write this down.
A squizzard, if you will.
But I'm super cool. I got like a skateboard, glasses, backwards hat.
I'm not a lover. I'm a fighter. Fork fighter.
Ooh. Ah, you're a fighter. All right. Fork fighter.
Fork fighter.
Perfect.
FS. Love it.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Next, we have to determine your starting weapon.
Please be a 10. Please be a 10. Please be a 10.
So, the options you have are sword, lance, bow, daggers, boomerang, nunchaku, sword chaku, bow chaku, sword-a-rang, and gun.
Can I just... I want to show what I got. I literally rolled a 10.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Wait.
Oh, there it is. All right.
If
so
rolled
we have
the same thing,
the,
can I... Oh, no. I didn't roll the same thing.
That'd be sick. Two guns.
All right. So Dala has a 10, and so his starting weapon will be the gun.
Sick.
And Gibbledon?
I am a cool wizard, so...
I have the Nunchaku.
The Nunchaku, ooh, classic. Nice. A Michelangelo of sorts, or of forks.
Oh, nice. Okay. I don't get it.
Oh.
Yeah, what?
So, next, the final thing we must determine here is your origin. So, this one, here are your options. Either you're a former farmer, the farm burned down, or you worked in a family restaurant, the restaurant, you know, burned down. Mm-hmm. You were a former smithy, which burned down. You were the lord of a reputable house, which burned down. Mm. A disgraced knight, a desperate merchant, a former bridge builder. They all collapsed, actually. Didn't burn.
Mm, okay, nice.
Or you were abandoned by your parents, and the orphanage then burned down.
Okay. Please, number 8, 6.
Dala has a 6. You are a desperate merchant.
That makes sense. I would have a gun.
Wizard squirrel. Yeah. With a gun.
You want to protect your...
To protect your shipments, exactly. You know? Your investments.
Former smithy burned down.
Whose smithy burned to the ground?
I was smithy trying to create the perfect fork, and in doing so, I burnt down my house, and I became the fork.
Ah, yes. And this fork being that you are, Gibbledang, how would you imagine it? Are you a literal fork, or are you a man the size of a person, but in the shape of a fork?
Ooh, yeah, so imagine a fork... well, I'm gonna do it in the voice of the fork. So imagine the fork is about four human fork sized, and like a fork the size of a human, but with like cartoonish arms and legs. But like the arms and legs have boots. Well, I guess the legs have boots, and the arms have
the arms have boots.
Gloves. You don't want
the arms have boots.
They
either?
Don't have. They don't have.
What kind of boots? They have
Tim's.
They have like Mickey Mouse gloves.
Only right. The only good one. The only correct boot.
Tim's. But the Mickey Mouse gloves, you're right on the money, Nathan. I say Nathan. You're right on the money, Jim Lee.
Dungeon Master?
I am your master.
I guess I got me one of them Dungeon Masters.
You do now. All right, so now we must build your character's stats.
All right.
So there are three stats in our game that you have to worry about. That's it. No. Just three.
Okay.
Your wit, your fortitude, and your luck. So you have 10 points. You can put those points into any of the stats any way you like. And those points will be bonuses to your rolls when you're trying to do things that...
Can we get a...
luck. Thank you very much.
Damn it.
Next.
That's literally what I was going to do. God damn it.
Too late.
do we get a little description of wit, fortitude, and I guess luck?
So your wit would be, you know, scathing remarks in conversation, your curiosity, your intellect, your problem solving.
Okay.
Your magic.
Ooh, okay. I might need that actually then, I guess.
I don't believe in magic.
Your fortitude is your health. Your general stamina and your strength and your limberness and dexterity.
Oh, what's luck?
Right. Yeah, what's luck?
The thing I put all my points
luck's
into.
Just luck. Luck's just luck.
I will do
just luck.
5 wit, 2 fortitude, and 3 luck. I need to try to balance it a little. Just a little. I am a squirrel after all.
5, 2, 3. A squirrel's got to look out for themselves, you know? It's a squirrel-eat-squirrel world out there.
Hey, it's a squirrel-shoot-squirrel world out here. Trust me.
It's a squirrel-shoot-wizard world out there.
There's squirrel-on-wizard crime out there? Oh, I'm sorry. There's squirrel-on-wizard crime out there that needs to be resolved. It needs to be eradicated. You rat kid. Oh, no, you're a squirrel.
Where?
Because they're rodents.
We're rodents, yeah.
I think they're rodents.
Does kickflip? Does backflip while doing kickflip?
He is a cooler wizard. Yeah. So if you would interpret that as him having a backwards hat and a skateboard, then
it's a wizard hat.
Sounds like he's a
wizard. But it's backwards. And a skateboard.
Yeah. Like you just have to trust. The wizard, trust me, I know it's a circular brim, but it's backwards.
The little seam is on the front, you know. It's on the back. It's on the front this time.
There's a little star that's usually on the foot instead of the stars on the back.
And I'm a fighter, not a lover.
All right. Mm-hmm. Nice. You're a fighter. A fighter fork. Who used to be a smithy. Whose smithy burned down.
I tried to create the perfect fork. I tried to fork myself. I ended up forking myself in the end.
You forked yourself. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you really forked yourself.
Oh, no, Dala, I forked myself. I need help.
Yeah, I might have a potion for that. I am a wizard, but not for free.
It's always a deal. If you always got to deal with your own self-forkings.
Yeah, true.
So,
Morty.
You feel Morty. Your bodies being formed around you.
Forked around me.
Your souls have taken shape in this new world. And your characters.
No,
arriving.
My internal organs.
After a long journey. Yes, your organs have stitched together.
Oh. I was about to say, where did they go? I'm now as thin as a fork.
Good. You'll need it for the journey ahead. In the wake of disaster, the town of Tumblebuggins is frantic with repair and rescue. Fires are being extinguished still as citizens move rubble and splintered wood looking for their loved ones. Your group has been summoned to the town hall by the mayor himself. After a call for heroes went out a few days ago, the foe, a great and terrible being, has been ravaging this town and the surrounding farmland. He has been seen screaming his name and title as he breaks and wrecks his way through town. You have been tasked by Lord Crumpington to seek out the foe and destroy him. If your party can accomplish this, you will be handsomely rewarded.
Sounds like a mission we can do.
All of this explained to you
right, little squirrel doll.
by the small gnome bookkeeper who met you at the front of town.
I'm not sure why you're calling me that.
I think he's a lover and a fighter.
I hope you understand your mission.
Me personally, I am
a lover. That is my profession. Yeah. I do bookkeeping as a you know non-for-profit charity. This is to help the town.
You see, I'm a fighter, and that's why we even each other out. But hey, anyways, thank you for relaying that information upon our way. This is slowly gone from.
Absolutely. If you need anything in town, feel free to visit. We have a few amenities. We're a pretty small village, but. We're very well. Well, we have what's important.
Oh, nice.
We have what's important.
You have
important.
A brothel?
Well, yes. That one's yep, right
the
over there.
Runs away.
Yep, right over there.
I see that you have a smithy. Right. Do they have bullets in that smithy by chance?
Well, worth an ask. Now, when you say bullet.
It's like a.
You mean
it's like a fireball?
Like the animal?
Yeah, it's like a fireball, but made out of metal.
Maybe
a cannonball would be more appropriate,
about.
But you know, you get the picture.
Yeah, the steel splinter slugs. Yeah. Yes, the powder propelled steel splinter slugs.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think they got those. Yeah, you can go check.
Skates over.
So. Gibbledang, you've ran over as fast as you can. You arrive at the brothel, teeming with beautiful women of every type, of every language, of every ideology. They offer various services, but it appears that they do charge. They do charge quite a hefty sum, a sum you do not have.
It's all right. I don't need money. I just got my luck. Actually, wait. Let me see. I got a +10 in luck. I actually think I might have some change on me. There's got to be something. Let me go ahead and look.
Oh yeah. Go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll and look for your change and pat down your pockets and see what you got.
D20?
Check the couches. Your pockets out. Couch crevices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it a D20?
Yeah,
and
D20.
It's +10.
Yep.
+21.
Yeah. So you're gonna reach into like one of your pockets, or like in your you have a little vest on your fork body, and you're like, oh wait, I didn't check my vest, and you reach in there, and you just pull out a stack
of cash wadded up with a rubber band. Like, oh, right, the rainy day fund.
Well, 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 what do you know? Well, 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 looks like I'm getting into the brothel.
You're violently yanked through the doors. From across the street, Dala, you see the fork get yanked into the brothel. You're like, oh, whoo, whoo, whoo. And you hear the commotion.
It's a wild fork.
I haven't had this much hands on me since dinner.
For fork's sake, be careful. Use protection.
Suddenly, no, not suddenly. The squirrel just is going to get to the
smithy. I got here quicker than expected.
Dala the Squizzard walks into the smithy's forge, where you see a large, burly woman who is working at her anvil, pounding away with a hammer. About a ping, ping.
Hey there, handsome. Yeah, down here. You know, I'm a squirrel. Does kickflip?
Oh, yeah, we haven't had a squirrel in here in quite a few moons, let alone a squizzard.
I'm here for by chance.
I guess from your hat.
Yeah, it's you can probably tell it's backwards. So I'm actually kind of a cooler wizard, squizzard.
Yeah, you're the cool. Yeah. Oh, I was wondering where the star was. Johnny, most of those other squizzards got.
When are you gonna come in here and come eat dinner?
I'll tell you, Magda, I'm busy.
I went to didn't get it gold, and so I want to talk to
If you wait.
She always gets this way.
You can handle that. You can trust me. I'm a merchant myself, so I know exactly what it's like.
She can wait. Huh? Magda,
I'm just saying.
You can wait.
Just saying.
All right, what do you want me to make for you? What are you looking for?
By chance, do you have any... I call them bullets, but I forget what the other guy called them. They're like little fireball or cannonballs that you put in the... I show him the gun.
Oh, that's right. I think it's a squizzard word. Yeah. I think
pretty common in the squizzard world.
The powder-propelled steel slugs.
Sure.
Yeah, look for them. Let's see. Here we go. And he's going to pull out a large box of bullets. He's going to slam them down on the counter. He's like, no. I'm not sure what you got to pay for this, because I'm sure you got your currency exchange, because we don't accept acorns.
Johnny, what have I told you about slamming things?
Magda, I'm busy, you know. If I can't sell these things, we don't eat. You want food? You want a roof over our head for our quadruplets? Then I need to sell these powder-propelled steel slugs.
Tell you what, I'm a merchant myself, and I know the merchant handshake, you know, so that means we get a discount. You want to, let's do it together.
Give me a luck roll.
Okay.
Oops. No, sorry, that'd be wit. Give me wit. Right.
9 plus 14.
14? Yeah. Yeah, so you do the secret merchant handshake.
Give me some skin.
And he's like, whoa, didn't know you were in the know.
I'm a merchant, you know.
All right. So I tell you what, if you've got anything in trade, I could probably trade you something for it. Doesn't have to be hard cash. All right. What do you think?
No, that's fair. How about these? I pull off sunglasses, revealing more sunglasses. How about this pair of sunglasses I have? They're pretty good.
Ah, interesting. He puts on the sunglasses. He instantly changes posture, his shoulders tighten back, and he grows 4 inches. And he's like, yes, I can feel it working.
Oh, Johnny!
I'm becoming...
Johnny, what have I told you about growing 4 inches?
Magda, please. Please.
Your wife's going to love you. She'll
I'm conducting business.
You. You're so cool.
I like the old Johnny.
Once I get cool enough, I won't have to stay with her anyway.
When I try to test out the glasses, do a kickflip on this board.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I got it all! Oh, wow, I did two.
I
didn't know I could do two at once.
Super cool, huh?
Interesting. Well, then, you can have the powder-propelled steel slugs.
Thank you, sir. What was your name? I never caught your name.
Ah, no, you didn't. It was Johnny, but now... It's Jack.
Ooh, super cool.
He's gonna moonwalk back into his house.
This is fucking...
Oh, you don't know where you're going. You're going to bump into me.
I take the bullets.
And as he does this, you're going to hear... you're walking outside. We have your bullets now. And you're going to hear a bunch of screaming coming from the brothel.
Oh.
As Gibbledang, the fork fighter, is being driven from the brothel by a handful of women with puncture wounds.
Oh, man.
All over their bodies.
I don't know why they didn't realize that they're not a lover, they're a fighter. Of course, that was a bad idea.
Come on.
You did nothing. You didn't love us at all. You did nothing but fight. That's not what we do here.
You penetrated my leg with your head.
Well, wait a minute. Now, that's just a little bit of an exaggeration there. But look, it's all been a misunderstanding.
There's literally four holes in my leg.
Literally.
Shut up.
One, two, three, four. There's a fool. All right?
Oh, man. Hey, Gibbledang, do you want to...
She's bleeding out. So, actually, we need...
Gibbledang, you want to jump on my skateboard and we can zip away?
Are you woozy?
Like, no, look, I came here for a reason, and it wasn't just to... Wait, no, that's much more of a Matthew McConaughey rather than Bill Clinton. came here for a reason, and you know what? I'm going to see it through. So, I want to ask you beautiful women of the night, you beautiful spoons, okay? You're not actually spoons, that's just... No...
Only one of us is a spoon.
Yeah, the rest of you are women.
Yo, and it's me, actually, Spoonina.
Spoonina. Spoonina.
Yeah.
I just needed that spoon on me.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Why are you laughing? Like, it's ridiculous. It's called a spoonani.
Well, spoonani, now that I have you here and we have this history, I gotta ask. Can you have your fellow homegirls calm down so that I can ask them a question, please?
All right, ladies, let's hear them out.
But all right,
just for a minute.
The group calms and eyes you with a glare.
I look at the one that isn't spoonani or whatever. I have a question for you. You look like you know exactly where the foe would be. I bet you've hunkered down with him a night or two. Whispered sweet nothings in his ear, I know it.
They all recoil in horror. Like, none of us would ever touch the foe. He's grotesque. He's a villain. And he does nothing but torment this town. And of course we all know where he lives. It's right there. Both of you whip your heads around and up on the cliffs to the north. Far in the distance, you see a menacing gray tower poking into the clouds, nestled over by on a hill by the sea.
Oh, that is not cool.
Everyone knows where he comes from. He comes every day.
So do I. Well, anyways,
get out of here. Go. The group is gonna throw some things at you from the brothel as they slam the door shut and like shut the shutters.
Oh man, they love me there. I've never gotten laid there, but that's probably the farthest I've ever gotten.
I mean, you are you're a fighter, not a lover. You know, you got to learn these skills.
That's true. And they take my money every time.
Yeah. Say, why don't we go up and just fight the foe? Let's just beeline straight for him, right?
I'm going to go back into the brothel, and then I go back into the brothel.
So stepping up next to you guys is the assistant, the assistant Clive. He steps up again. He's like, "Oh yes, I was told to provide you with this map."
Oh, thank you.
Here you are. And then here
I put in my wizard hat. I'm gonna roll it up. Put it in the wizard hat.
In question.
Clive, it's me, your assistant. Here's your water that you asked for earlier.
Oh, thank you, Chive.
Yes, Chive.
Everyone needs an assistant. Actually, that's what half of this town actually does, is we're all assisting each other in
assisting. Which is good, it's good, that's why we're so tight-knit, you would say.
Yes. That was wonderful beverage. Yes, Chive, please give your assistant the day off.
Of the brothel ladies were.
They were there, yes. They were all sleeping. Anyway, me, Chive,
so
I gotta go. Bye.
Here you are.
Goodbye.
Here's the map, you gentlemen. This is how you're going to get to the lair of the foe. As you can see, you start out here in town,
but you will have to move first to the north into the Gunk Gunk Forest.
Ooh, okay. All right, well, what if I take a shortcut between... What if I take a shortcut between Tumble Buggins and then just go straight to Blistery Buffs? Does that work?
Unfortunately, it does not. To get to Blistery Buffs, you must go through the Gunk Gunk Forest.
I think my skateboard wouldn't make it through. And, you know, my little squirrel feet, I'd just be such a... Like slowpoke, you know.
well, it's all right, Squirrel Dolly. You can hang on to the my fork, I guess, the top of my head. You can hang on to like two of those.
I'll do some sick grinds on them.
You can hang on to the pillars of my fork.
Yeah.
And our duo bravely venture forth,
fork,
and out of the town, venture
they
fork,
bravely venture
and
fork.
Out of the Tumble Buggins, and instead they enter. The Gunk Gunk Forest.
Ooh, okay.
I've been in gunkier places, tell you what. I mean, I was actually... Just that brothel, actually. I don't know why they didn't call that brothel the Gunk Gunk Brothel. But
yeah,
I guess
maybe
this
it was,
is bad, too.
You know, yeah.
Here in the Gunk Gunk Forest, the shadows and the large pools of swampy water muddle the floors of this boggy forest. Be careful of what lurks in the water.
Ooh, I like all the vines here. I can grind on them and do some sick tricks.
There I'm you so go. Cool. Now you're talking.
360 well, shove it.
You can do a 360 shove it. You can shove it everywhere. It's crazy. So we got, as the narrator said, I don't know if you heard, but we got to be careful of what reckons in this forest. I mean,
well, the good thing is the squirrels. Yeah, no, I can go in the trees too. I think I had to be careful with the water. People know water isn't in the trees.
Do you scamper up into the trees, Dolly?
I will scamper in the trees. You want to join? Wait, how big is the fork?
I'm human size. I'm a human size fork.
Okay, human size fork. So I can't carry you. I'm sorry.
Well, I knew that. You're about a tenth of the size of me.
I have sunglasses on. It's dark.
You're a little larger than your average squirrel, but you're still pretty small. Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Well, looks like I gotta... Oh, no, wait. Let me get back into it. Well, it looks like I gotta push my way through the Gunk Gunk. Oh, well. I'm just gonna refer to this as the Gunk Gunk, because it sounds way grosser than the Gunk Gunk Forest.
It's more of a swamp. I don't know why it's called a forest, really. But what I could do is in the trees, I'll keep an eye out and try to keep an eye out for any monsters in the water or anything I could see.
Wow. Squirrel Dolly, you're a fucking real one. You're going to be head of the Secretary of State once we get back to wherever I'm from.
All right, I'll need a wit roll from Squizzard Dolla, and I'll need a like a fortitude roll.
I've got an 18. 20?
A fortitude roll?
Yeah, fortitude.
A fortitude roll.
An 8. Do I add my luck to that?
All right. You do not.
Yeah, do something lucky. Wow.
Well, remember, don't worry. Remember your classes, and remember that, you know, try to do something. You could try and do something fightery or wizardy.
True.
To help each other out get through this. And what was that roll for your wit, Dolly?
18.
18, yeah. So, Dolly, you're going to notice... bubbling, copious amounts of bubbling happening in the water.
Ooh, is that,
what could this possibly
be? Is that
be?
A head?
The bubbling coming from two places.
I love me some good head from, you know, my beer.
Your wine coolers, I knew it. What are you talking about wine coolers up there?
Oh, there's some bubbling up ahead. Be careful there, Gibbledang. Gibblefork.
That sounds nice. Well, I may proceed anyway, I guess, if the big spirit in the sky ain't gonna say anything.
If you want, yeah. So the fork is gonna here. Gibble fork is gonna trudge forward.
Wait, I'd like to make an interjection. I would like to luckily trudge forward. If that does anything.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see a roll.
Or how about this? I close my eyes and I jump forward.
There you go. Yeah. Now,
just trust in fate. Yeah. A leap of faith.
That's super
literally.
Luck.
All right. Let's see. 9 plus 10, 19.
Yeah, so you're going to leap forward, and you happen to just, your fighter instincts take over, and you do this huge leap, and it vaults you over the bubbling areas of the water.
Forget about it.
Dala the Squizzard, you watch as just after he clears that area, bursting from the water are two slimy, fish-like, ambulatory slobnoblins.
I stopped midair. Did you just say slobnoblins? Bing! Like the fork, like a bing!
The fork's like vibrate.
You don't want that.
Slobnoblins! I turn back around, I go, well, how do you do? My name's Gibble Dang.
They look at you and say,
I didn't quite catch that, but
yeah, it's on the recording. Okay.
But it's on the recording.
And one of them is gonna rush you.
I'm gonna pull out my gun and enchant the bullets, and then I'll shoot it at the snoblins.
That's right. I forgot you had a fucking gun. What about my nunchaku?
Let's get a wit roll.
A wit roll.
Also, are these two slob? Are these two slob goblins right next to each other?
They're about like 20 feet apart.
So I can whip up. Oh, hell yeah, brother.
A 22?
Yep, maybe.
Yeah, so the one that's closer to Gibble Fork right now as he's like coming down for a landing, it does that odd screech at you, but then all of a sudden you're just going to see a big as a huge, lightning bullet magically pierces through its head.
I shot him in the noblin.
Just blows its brains out.
Squirrel Dala, I don't think these slob noblins are what you expect. Totally suck, but not in a good way.
Yeah. That I know from experience. Trust me.
All right, kill that other one.
The other slob noblin's going to start rushing at Fork now.
I'm going to chant this one with an ice.
I just embowel it.
Ice bullet.
Oh man, ooh. I want to kill something. Come on, man.
No.
Come on, Fat. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, I am not. I'm a squirrel.
Come on,
Fat.
Come on, man. Come on, Fat.
All right. Well, how are you gonna kill it, Gibble Dang? I'll let you.
I'm gonna disembowel it with my four spears. The spears in my head.
Oh, you're gonna use your natural weapon, not your nunchaku.
Yeah, like a bayonet.
It's like a headbutt.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a. A fortitude roll.
I assume that's a 20.
A forktitude.
Fortitude roll. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Three.
What was it? Three. You're going to dive yourself forward. Unfortunately, you missed your trajectory there, and you're going to plunge into the bog and kind of stand and boing, kind of end up sunk into the muck head
oh,
first.
No. It looks like my private bits have been exposed. I hope that nothing, no slob goblin does not take advantage of this situation.
Here, get...
The slob goblin, forms a karate chop hand and karate chops you right in the nuts.
Ooh.
I didn't know Fork's head nuts. Here, I'll distract him. I'll do a sick skateboard trick. Check this. Hey, snob goblin, check this out. It did kickflip
there. Yeah, can I get a luck roll?
Okay. 17, baby. Did you see the sick backflip on a backflip? So,
the slob noblin's gonna turn around and go.
It's pretty sick, right? Did a pop shove
He's gonna just kind of slowly amble forward and kind of be clapping his fin hands.
Can I wiggle my way out?
As he's fully distracted. Yeah. You're pulling yourself out. You've heaved your head out of the muck. It will be a little bit harder to hit the slob goblin because you've got mud all over your face.
I want to walk up. I want to sneak up behind. I want to sneak up behind him. Right. I want to get up right behind him and use my nunchaku and asphyxiate and choke the fuck out of him as if it was a wire or something get right up in his esophagus.
That's a very unconventional use of the nunchaku, so let's get a luck roll, please.
Oh my lord, damn it, did I just exit out of the dice thing? Alright, you said luck roll. Alright, my friend. Holy shit, nat 20.
Nat 20.
Wait, is that plus 10?
You walk up to the technically slob goblin 30. As it's distracted.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's a 30. And you're gonna, you wrap your the chain of your nunchaku around its neck. And you're pulling so hard, you're like, I got you, you son of a bitch. And all of a sudden, the chain just slides right through his neck.
Oh my goodness.
And decapitates
it's like margarine over there.
The head slides off to the side.
I knew that's how you use this thing.
It's like you used a fork to cut up some butter.
All right, the rest of the path is clear, and Dala the Squizzard and Gibbledang the Fork Fighter are able to get through the gunky bogs of the forest and emerge on the other side. However, now they have come to the Blistery Bluffs. You start to ascend on the cliffside pathways of Blistery Bluffs, and these routes are carved into the side of a mountain. They are directly next to the churning and tumultuous sea of keg-egg-egg. The winds are wild here, so be careful. As you make your way up the path, the winds are tearing at you and whipping your clothes about and forcing you to keep to hugging the wall so that you don't accidentally tumble into the sea.
Hey, you know, I'm a merchant.
How would you like to proceed?
I have a... Okay, real quick. I'll cut this if you need, but... I'm a merchant. Do I have merchant items? Do I get to pick what they are, or no?
If you believe a merchant would have it, you know.
Oh, hey, what's my backstory?
Gibblefork, I'm a merchant.
You're a smithy.
Yeah.
Smithy.
Oh yeah, if I could ask you for bullets, that's funny.
Yeah, and
that's why I told you to write stuff
and
down.
I'm a smithy, I know. I memorized it. I knew that I was Bill Clinton, a Bill Clinton fork. That was the first thing that I...
Yeah, Bill Clinton, the biggest
none of the
of
things
fighter.
I gave you were Bill Clinton, but I'm glad that's what you remember.
Bill Clinton, the biggest of fighters and not a lover at all. Biggest inspiration for the...
Notoriously, definitely not
well,
a lover.
Well, I decided on
Clinton.
Bill Clinton first. That was the first thing I decided on.
Oh,
so,
was it?
You know.
Don't worry. Yeah, you're good. Don't worry. None of that was love.
Yeah, true.
That's
for sure. True. Hey, Gibblefork, you know, I'm a merchant. I do have some pickaxes we can use to help, you know, hold us to this, you know, because it's so windy.
And I'm a smithy. Okay, that's, yeah, let's use them.
Alright, I'm going to use this while skating to kind of,
Alright.
Alright, you guys both start picking your way into the wall while you go across it so that you have some extra anchoring into the stone. However, suddenly, from above you, descend... two gnome assassins.
I don't know them.
Dressed entirely in stone-colored tan outfits that let them blend in, so they were able to get right up on top of you. How do you react?
You got the wrong guys. I saw the guys you were looking for. They're actually in the ocean. I think you best jump in there.
I can vouch for that.
Ooh. Let's get a wit roll, please. That's going to be a wit roll.
Okay.
For some deception.
Well, wait, I'm going to do a dragon flip on this mountain.
A one?
Oh!
A one!
Oh, no.
They attack immediately, and one of the gnomes is going to immediately... Sorry, before Dala can do anything, one of the gnomes is going to attack. Let's see if he... let's see how his attack goes here. Not great. He is going to miss and land next to you in between... Gibbledang, Fork Fighter, and Squizzard Dala. Dala, go ahead.
I'm going to do a ghetto bird on my skateboard, and then I'm going to pull out my gun and shoot him right in the eye.
Don't look up moves. Don't look. Are you looking up moves?
No. Yeah.
It sounds
I'm using
like
my
he's don't look up moves. Are you on, I know wait, you don't are you know on surfertoday.com?
No.
Are you on
I'm
surfer
not,
today?
No. I'm a cool wizard.
No,
a cooler
you don't know
wizard.
Ghetto bird. That's the one I know. I know you don't know Ghetto Bird. Yeah, I know Ghetto Bird.
What is it?
All right.
Well, her name.
Wait, what I wrote?
Well, her name is Janice.
You pull
and
off
she,
a...
well,
What am I rolling? It's a shoe?
That'll be wait.
Okay. Ooh, that's
four. Are you enchanting your bullet?
It wasn't just shoot regular. But that should be fortitude.
Okay, just a regular, just classic steel. Yeah.
14.
You're gonna shoot. Which one did you shoot at? The one on the ground or the one still on the wall?
The one on the wall.
the one on the wall. You shoot up at the wall, and unfortunately, that is going to miss, surprisingly, as the gnome dashes down and takes his place also on the ground where you are. Now that gnome is going to come at you, Squizzardala.
Oh, no.
He, you see him pull out two identical daggers, and he is going to... Ooh, he is going to not hit you. He is going to swipe at you, and you duck out of the way as he just clips a little bit of your cool wizard hat.
Oh, my hat. Oh, no.
They are the gnome assassins.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
Gnome assassins, if you will.
I look at the gnome that attacked me, and I go, Janice, is that you? Where?
Can I get a luck roll?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, nice.
Janice from the orgy, is that you? Oh my god, that can't be true. Another fucking 20.
Nice.
Yes, okay, good. Alright. So you she pulls off her mask. She's like, Gibblefork? I haven't seen you in all this time. You know, I had a pretty bad case of sepsis. Herpes. From those puncture wounds you gave me, but it was... I'm sorry, what?
Well, I got the herpes. Well, you go on. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
Was it at the same...
Well, it was
thing?
After you. I look past Janice, okay. And I go, Doug? Is that you?
Let's get another luck roll.
Eight plus 10,
18.
18? Yeah.
Doug also takes off his...
Oh, my.
And he says, yeah, it's me. I can't... Damn it, Janice. I can't believe this is the fork we were sent to assassinate. I mean, we were sent to assassinate a fork and a squirrel, but we didn't think it'd be a fork that we knew.
I'm starting to think this was personal. I can't believe it.
I feel like somebody must have found out what heroes were answering the call and must have put us up to it.
Oh, man.
You know we would never do that against you consciously. We didn't know it was you. That those gloves are entirely new.
All right, Dala, now! Let's throw them off the cliff.
All right. Okay, I'm going to do a camel flip into him and knock him off.
can I get a wit roll from both of you for the surprise attack?
15.
I also got a 15.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you guys both, you each grab one and just toss them off the cliff. And then, like, as they're falling, they both simultaneously are like, you were the only one who made me come.
And then was he talking to me?
Into the water below.
You think they were talking
they were,
to me?
They were talking to Squizzard.
I didn't even know.
That's funny because I faked all my orgasms. Oh, I'm sorry. That's funny because I faked all my forkgasms. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you forked all your forkgasms, right?
There we go. I forked all my forkgasms.
Ah, nuts. I'm sorry
and
we
so
lost
our
your
duo.
I guess we'll have to keep going.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it's all right. If I had a dollar for every time that this exact situation has happened, I'd have about $6.50.
Oh, huh. I'm curious about the 50 cents, but
so
yeah.
The group... pick their way across the bluffs and alongside the cliffs until they finally get through. But now they come to a conundrum. There's a what in the road?
A spoon.
That's right. A split.
Spoonina.
So this division in the road leads to two different places. Either you can go left, or sorry, right. I know it's confusing on the map, but it's right to the Stairs of Dread, which will lead you up to the main entrance of the lair of the foe, the Great Tower. Or you can go left to Sugar Drop Valley, which will descend downwards into a valley that is aiming to find the secret entrance to the tower.
Are there stairs that lead down the Sugar Drop Valley? Like, would you say that there's, like, steps or anything?
No, it is just, like, a meadow that descends with some trees. And as it gets further in, you kind of look in the distance, you see that some of the trees kind of look different once they're further in. Like they're crooked and red and white striped.
I say we go down the Sugar Drop Valley.
Seven Nation Army. Now look, Fat. I got an idea. So, Stairs of Dread, right? You got a skateboard. Skateboards are perfectly. Yeah, they work downstairs, right? Now look, like, what say we, I'm losing this Bill Clinton. All right, let's say we go ahead and we get at the bottom of the stairs, right? Which technically leads to the top of the stairs. So if we're at the bottom of the stairs and we have our back to the stairs, right? Now, bear with me for a second. Bear with me. We get on the skateboard.
Fork with you, okay? I'm a squirrel.
We get on the skateboard. We look down, right? We look down. So, if we do a wicked rad goat flip down the stairs, we'll make it to the top of the stairs. Technically,
I mean, I can't. It is an enchanted skateboard. So I mean, we can definitely grind up these skateboard or up the stairs.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. The rail for this Stairs of Dread?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a nice, just right in the middle, there's a nice good handrail that goes all the way up the giant slab-like stairs.
Squirrel Dollar, we're about to turn the Stairs of Dread into the Stairs of Shred.
Let's go, brother. My mans. I'm gonna
Stairs of Dread. So these monumental stone slabs slowly raise to the level of the lair of the foe. They seem barren, minus the sick handrail right in the middle. But as your group approaches, you do notice the air gets noticeably hotter. You begin to sweat disgustingly as you begin to climb, or in this case, grind, up the blackened platforms of stone.
Alley-oop, as I call it.
There you go. All right.
Can I get a... Let's do a wit from Dala and luck from Gibblefork.
Okay, I got another 20. This can't be actually fucking happening.
I got a 40. A 14.
I got a 40. Here, quick, Dala, take this 40. Yeah, it's
I have another dice. I'm a merchant.
Your grind was so gnarly and sick that it started shooting sparks in every direction as you ascended the great stairs via magical grind. So much so that when you came to the break in the rails, the jump was perfect. You soared over the gap.
Deb?
Morty, I've turned into a fork, Morty.
I've turned into a dungeon master, Morty. You sail right over the gap in the rails, and as you are landing on the other side, you realize you went so fast that you barely noticed that behind you, a splitting geyser of flame shot up from one of the stone slabs. But your gnarly grind was so quick and excellent that it barely even fazed you.
You know, the day is mine and so is the night.
Is that like a reference?
It seems like a reference.
I'm holding my gun.
Is that like a skateboard trick? Because it definitely doesn't sound like a skateboard
trick. That's what I like to call it.
Maybe it's Blade? I don't know. Okay, so our party comes to the top of the staircase via magical grind. And as you dismount your gnarly trick, you look up and see that the large front door is guarded by two ogres. These ogres stand large, about 10 to 12 feet tall, drool dribbling out of their mouth. One of them says, "Hey, there's people here." And the other one says, "No, there isn't."
I'm going to shoot one of them in the left one in the head.
Yeah, can I get
I'm going to enchant these bullets, though, too. I'm going to, make it, it grows thorns out of this bullet.
Okay. And how attractive is the other one?
That's personal, ogres, it's up very to
me.
Attractive.
Let me go ahead and roll it. I got a 17. All right, so I walk up, and because I think it's quite the looker, if you ask me.
I got a 16, natural 17?
I got a natural 17.
What skill are you using?
That's me deciding if I think. No, that's me deciding how hot this thing is.
This.
Oh, okay.
Is it ogre? So it's hot. 17 hot. Yeah. So I definitely go. I definitely go walk over this thing. I go, hey, how you doing?
And I got a 16.
16. So your bullet is going to hit the orc, but it's going to bounce off of their hide.
Oh.
It's going to go pa-doo!
Dang.
Now look, he's going to look down and he's going to go, that hurt. And the other ogre is going to look and say, but you're fine.
I go, look, sugar, you don't need to even pay attention to him. Just talk to me now, all right? Now look, why do you got to be with this guy getting shot at all the time?
Can I get a wit roll from you? Gibble fork for the charm. He's going to be like, nice try, but I think I like you. But as he says that, he's going to punch you.
Oh.
Right in the jaw.
I dodge it. I bet right, I
let's
dodge
see,
it.
Let's see a luck roll. Let's see a luck roll.
He's going to dodge it for sure.
Nine
I think
plus
one of them
ten.
Lies and one of them always tells the truth, I think. To test this.
Nine plus.
To test well, this.
Hold on. First of all, hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
He did beat it, and he's gonna hit you.
Oh,
and
shit.
So Gibblefork gets knocked back on his butt.
Oh.
With a smarting bruise on the cheek.
Oh, well, if I didn't take a hit or here, then or another. I think I'm having a stroke. That guy got me really good. I think I'm having a stroke.
Gibblefork
currently has a concussion. Don't let him go to sleep.
Dala, I don't know what I just said. I'm scared.
It's okay. I got this. How do we get through, Mr. Orc people man thingies?
One of the orcs, ogres, says, you need the password. The other ogre says, there's no way through.
Hmm. All right, so one of them's telling the truth and one always lies. I stabbed
the other one in the penis or the crotch.
He doubles over. Oh, actually, we should give me a roll.
All right, let's see.
It's going to be a luck roll to aim it perfectly at his crotch.
Oh, boy, 21.
Yep. So you're going to stab him in the crotch, and he's going to double over and go, oh!
Wait, which one did you just say?
Oh, my nuts don't hurt. They're fine.
Dang, you should have stabbed the other one.
Mine too, buddy.
Yeah. We should have stabbed the other one, because then we could have, there wouldn't have been a password.
He's going to lumber over, and he's going to go to hit you as well, Gibblefork, for hurting his brother. Oh, I'm coming for you.
I go, unless you want to end up on top,
That's 18. Jesus Bam! Christ. And he smacks you again.
That guy got me really good. I don't know if I can get another hit. He got me? Oh,
this
shit.
This time he's going to punch you in the stomach. He goes, bam. And you're going to throw a fork lunch.
Oh, man. Gibblefork, you really take it. Here. Let me, can I just fucking skate through quick?
Yeah, give me a wit, please.
Wit? That's a 20 total.
Yeah, you just kind of skate through everybody's legs of the fight, and you're just like, whoop, whoop, skibbity. Where do you want to end up?
Can I go through the door?
Yeah, you're right at the door.
All right. Gibblefork, I'm going to teleport you in. I'll use a spell that I have. Let me cocktail little things together, put a little cool wine cooler in there. You know, part of the
thing. All right. And then, wit roll?
Oh, it's a one, but plus five.
So you're going to, you are going to teleport Gibblefork, but you're going to teleport Gibblefork halfway through the door so that they are now lodged prongs first into the door.
I'm gonna grab by the prongs and pull through.
Can I get a fortitude roll to pull him out?
13.
Yeah, it gets good. So you yank him out of the oak with splinters still like stuck to his prongs.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Gibble Fork. That was not cool of me.
And I'm sorry, Gym Leader Nate, who's editing this episode. There's a lot of yells. I don't
mean that's okay. I'm just leaving everything in. That's
no.
That's gonna happen.
Limit it. You got it. You must limit it.
Oh, yeah. Nope. it increase the amplify it.
Actually, I'm going to turn everything up. I'm cranking everything. Ooh,
everyone's ears.
So am I. I'm cranking.
You sound
right
like Peter
now.
Griffin for us.
All right, so the ogres are distracted, one caring for the other and his bleeding genitals. And you guys have gained entrance to the tower.
Ooh, it's a nice looking tower.
It is. It's very swanky, highly decked out, although very empty. Not a lot in here. Just some large statues, some bookshelves, some work tables.
This place would be great for a Tony Hawk level.
You start to climb the winding staircase that runs the length of the tower like a giant lighthouse till eventually you come to the top and you see a shadowy ballroom with curtains draped everywhere. And as you walk in, you feel a presence. Something is here.
Oh, I think this might be a shake the presence. I think this might be an Xbox or maybe some Legos.
Ooh,
oh, wait, no, I'm
let's
sorry.
Open it up.
Actually, I think it might be an Xbox or Legos or something cool.
Ooh, let's hope. Oh, damn it, I got socks.
Wow, I got an Xbox made of Legos.
Ooh, functional too.
All right, and as you're unwrapping your gifts.
Functional.
You hear functional. A laughing coming from the end of the ballroom. An ominous laugh cackling through the space.
Can you include that like laugh competition laugh? The evil laugh competition?
Yeah, that'll be the one, yes.
Just ink all of them. Don't edit any of the audio of that.
God.
Oh, who's there?
Were you going to ask me? Because...
It's just you. See whoever's out there. Anyone there?
The laughing continues.
Wait a minute. No. Truly, it can't be. Wait. Let me get back into it. No,
that's
right.
Is this another
that's
guy from
right.
the orgy?
You fools and orgy lovers think that you had me figured out. But I knew you were coming.
Damn right.
You
there.
Call,
yeah.
You
that's
call
the
yourselves
point of an orgy.
Fighters and heroes. Well, I'm something of a fighter myself.
And out of the gloom,
oh my
the curtain's
God.
Gonna fall. And you
it's
see
a
large
ball.
Spherical
it's
body
a soccer ball.
Hovering forward as you
yeah.
see a grotesque face
that's super cool
engraven upon it that is able to move and speak with large jagged teeth. It is Defoe.
Tower of Defoe,
nice.
My God.
And we went up a
son
lighthouse.
Of a bitch. If I had my drones on me, I'd send a drone strike right at you right now, Willem Dafoe.
Unfortunately, there's nothing you can do. I've already mastered your weakness.
And all of a sudden, classical music is going to begin to play.
Oh no, orgies!
Is he gay?
I know your weakness.
He's
you're gay.
Orgies.
And you can have a connection with classical music.
Music. Oh no.
I'm not. Oh no. I'm not gay, I can't. Flashbacks to all the orgies where I pretend to be straight. And
I need a wit roll from you to stay straight in this moment.
Both of us? No, I'm just kidding.
Six!
You turn full gay, but it only makes you stronger.
Oh no.
Ooh.
I start to cackle with energy. Oh, I knew it. This is it. I'm finally the true Gibble Fork. Clinton.
Gay Gibble Fork. Go get him. I'm gonna Everybody load up my gun.
Send me all your energy.
I'll also shoot him with my gun.
Here, everyone, put all your gay energy in me, and I'll send it into the bullet. Well, that's more Joe Biden. I keep switching from like Matthew McConaughey to Joe Biden to Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I think it tracks. They're all the same.
Yeah.
It's like we've not seen them all in one place at one time, so you never know.
True.
I'll go ahead and put suddenly, the gay energy into the bullet.
Unbeknownst to the party, all of the gay people in the land held their hands to the sky. As they were called to lend their strength to
their
Gibble
gainth?
Fork.
Not their strength.
Their yeah, not it's, their strength. It's their gainth.
Gainth.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And you feel yourself surging with their power. Ooh. Meanwhile, Dala is enchanting his next attack and final bullet.
I'm going to turn this sideways.
Can I get a...
Do a cool...
You turn this... The final component of the spell ritual, the turn sideways.
And
you
I
see a giant
I
aura
it with
appear
my gay
around
luck.
The Squizzard. And he becomes enchanted with your. You go, you run and stand behind him and put your like hand on his back. You're like,
on my ass.
Take my energy.
I go, take my gay luck. You got this.
All right, let's see a wit roll and a luck roll, respectively.
All right, let's do it.
I've 17, baby.
What the fuck? Another nat 20.
All right. Even though Defoe is firing his most powerful flaming beam from his eyes right at you, unfortunately, the gay luck empowered magic bullet that Dala is shooting is going to split that laser in two as it careens on either side of you.
It's split in twine.
Mark Twain. And then it's going to bury itself into the forehead of Defoe. You hear a loud pop, and all of a sudden, he goes flying around the room.
Wow, he's just like a balloon. I didn't know there's that much air in him.
He's like ground. A goblin of a green variety.
You see him deflated, looking
defloated.
Up at you.
Defoated.
And he says, how? How did you defeat me? I even sent the spies and assassins who knew you personally. I even attacked your heart.
It's easy. I already fucked everybody.
Yeah, you didn't account for the orgy. And I'm just kind of
cool.
Didn't,
you didn't account. See, that's where you got your wrongdoings. You're devout of emotion, and you don't know how to connect with others but me. Connect with everybody. I had an orgy with everybody in this plane of existence, and that's why I am cackling with energy, and I have become so powerful because I am everybody's friend, I guess, through sexual magic or whatever.
I forgot the power of Forky.
A fork play.
Into dust.
A fork play.
And he blows into the wind. Congratulations.
That was pretty sick
you
of us.
You defeated the great foe.
Does camel flip?
Suddenly.
Does camel toe?
Yep, you do a camel toe flip and
nice.
Gibble Fork discharges a beam of rainbow energy into the air.
Oh, my gunk. I'm gunk. My gunk gunk.
Yeah,
oh, my
suddenly,
gunk.
Both of your,
oh,
both
my
of
gunk
your consciousnesses
gunk is coming out.
Both of your consciousnesses are yanked back into your normal bodies, and we awaken in the tavern, surrounded by the normal tavern folk, and everything seems fine.
Oh, thank God. I think I'm back to normal.
What'd you guys think of the game?
I don't like having squirrel nuts, honestly. That's the one thing I didn't like.
Oh, that was the weird part?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be the fur, for sure.
Yeah, it's not that uncommon, or like, I'm used to that, but...
Pretty used to being
know.
Covered in hair. Yeah.
I tend to plane shift whenever I'm at work and just kind of like I disassociate to the point where I do travel to the fork dimension. So like,
oh,
that was,
I didn't know you were a shifter too. You're shifting.
Yeah, I was shifting at that moment. So that was just
I thought I was bringing something new, but you've already been shifting.
Well, honestly, whenever you guys are deep in a conversation on the podcast, that's when I shift out and kind of go to the fork dimension.
That's why he's been in every orgy.
Like shift into a dimension with a more like interesting conversation. Happening.
It's like an orgy. It's like
you just shift into an orgy at any moment.
Yeah.
Just if, as a anytime you're bored, all of a sudden you're just like, you fade out, and then you're like, and you just come.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shifted to my favorite orgy.
Babe, I'm gonna Bill Clinton.
Sorry, I was forking four women at once with each prong. Sorry.
I'm going to introduce a crime bill that largely discriminates against minorities.
Hell yeah. I did not eat that pancake.
That's not smoke that cigar. Anyway.
Yeah. That was fun, though. I like that. I feel like that was it's fun. Little get the, you know, little D&D thing. I think even the listeners would probably, right. like, do.
Yeah, thanks. You know, we gotta keep our D&D skills fresh so that when we play again, we're ready, you know?
Yep.
Keep it fresh. Keep it forget ready.
I'm definitely gonna bring that squirrel character into my next campaign, no matter what campaign it is.
Honestly, if I'm DMing, I'll let you. We'll work around it. I'll figure it out.
Don't.
Maybe you're a druid who got stuck in wild shape or like you're cursed or something.
Sick.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. As long as I get my skateboard and all that.
Just feels like 100%
doable.
That'll be my chunt, I guess. Shit. I guess I have a chunt now.
Dahl is just going to be showing his chunt off. So, yeah. As we wrap this up, I would like to just give a shout out to Gygax, Gary Gygax, the creator of Dungeons & Dragons. I was like looking into some things about D&D.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it's important to remember that when Dungeons & Dragons was created, you know, Gygax knew exactly how he had to create it, you know, and who it was for, you know, and we really have to remember that D&D, as he said, you know, says you have to start there with very intelligent people, but people who also feel like they're not part of the fabric of America and maybe aren't going anywhere. So for us people who are intelligent but aren't going anywhere, damn. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, sure. That's fucking touching.
For an amazing thing to use our hyper-focus on that is intensely fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
My man knew his market very well. Me.
I think that's like for everyone, honestly. Yeah, I think anyone.
I don't want to label you guys with that in case you're going places, but I'm right there.
Well, I'm fucking taking D&D. You with me. You get on my skateboard. We're going all the way up, all the way up the stairs.
I'm taking the passenger spot on the skateboard. Ew.
I hope no one touches my ass while I'm skating right with a skateboard. No.
All right, you guys got any plugs?
No plugs here, but it's me, Gibbledang. Just want to say, you know, follow me at Gibbledang at Instagram or whatever. That's where you can get in touch with me. Touch. Anywho, God. What about you, Dala?
Maybe not use the voice during your ad. Plug for yourself. That might not be the best.
Yeah, follow me at Gibbledang. Gibbledang. Whatever. Fine.
I'm definitely gonna clip it though, and I'm gonna play that back at you sometime.
Fine. We don't have to. Fine.
In your dreams.
You have to.
No, open up the episode like that without context. People will be like, what the fuck is this? Bill Clinton plugging Gibbledang.
Touch. It's like, this is what he sounds like.
I'm taking this off.
But you can follow Gym Leader Nate at Gym Leader Nate anywhere and everywhere, all the time, everywhere, all at the time, every once, whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's like the movie with the bagels.
Yeah, and you can follow me at dadala.art on Instagram, and then make sure you follow No Dumb Idea, you know, everywhere you can. Check out the YouTube, actually. I just recently made a different playlist and categorized episodes based on like improv or like more improv-y. Some are game show, and then some of the more like reviews and like discussion based. So yeah, if you want to hit up, you know, yeah, just hit up like all. Oh, I want all the games. Here you go. But yeah, again, just anywhere you can at No Dumb Idea.
And then games was spelled G A Y M E S, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Games. Yep. And we're collecting everybody's games ideas so that we can collect their gay energy.
Yeah.
Feed off of it.
Go in my ass. That's where it goes into.
Everyone, so I need your gay energy. It's me, I'm back. It's me, Gay Fork Bill Clinton.
Just sometimes when we double down on the weird catches. No, 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 no.